Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. Unofficial results are now in from yesterday's election in Dade County, with the District 1 County Commission race headed to a runoff election, and voters approving the continuation of the 1 cent special purpose local option sales tax. Election officials say all precincts have reported, though results remain unofficial pending certification. In the District 1 Commission race, Robin Ryan and Jane Dixon will advance to the June 16th runoff election. Dixon narrowly secured the second runoff spot with 467 votes, while candidate Gene McBriar finished just 2 votes behind with 465. McBriar has officially requested a recount following the extremely close finish. Meanwhile, Dade County voters approved the SPLOST referendum by a vote of 1,564 to 913. Also last night, Commissioner Philip Hartline officially secured another term after running unopposed. State Senate race, Lanny Thomas wins without a runoff, 72.54% of the vote, as well as State Representative Mike Cameron wins with over 83.5% of the vote. Election officials are expected to certify the results in the coming days. The Dade County Board of Education has released their tentative fiscal year 27 budget outlining projected revenues, expenditures, and planned capital improvements for the upcoming school year. School officials say the proposed budget projects about $25.2 million in general fund revenue, while general fund expenditures are expected to total nearly $26.8 million. The budget also includes special revenue and capital projects funding that includes SPLOST dollars earmarked for school construction and facility improvements. More than $4 million in capital project expenditures are currently planned. School leaders say the budget currently includes funding for classroom instruction, transportation, maintenance and operations, school nutrition, administration, pupil services, and school safety initiatives. The school system projects ending the fiscal year with a general fund balance of just over $5.8 million. Community members will have a chance to review and comment on the tentative budget during public hearings scheduled for June the 8th at 5 p.m. and June the 15th at 12:30 in the afternoon. The Dade County Board of Education expected to consider their final adoption for the budget during their regular meeting June 22nd at the Board of Education offices on Tradition Lane here in Trenton. Georgia Northwestern Technical College is giving prospective students a chance to save money while preparing for the upcoming school year through their upcoming free application week. GNTC announced it will waive the $25 application fee for all incoming students who apply for the 2026 fall semester during free application week. It's scheduled for June 1st through 5th. Students interested in enrolling should use the code JUNE26 when submitting their application to have the fee waived. The admissions deadline for the fall semester is August 4th. Classes are set to start on August 17th. College officials say the event is designed to help make higher education more accessible for students planning to begin or continue their education this fall. GNT's call center is available Monday through Friday, 7:45 in the morning to 4:15 in the afternoon to assist prospective students with the application process. Their number is 866-983-4682, or you can email them at admissions@gntc.edu. You can also visit their website and click Apply Now. Residents looking for help understanding Medicare have a chance to do that today. The Bank of Dade sponsoring a Medicare education session from 11:30 until 12:30 today at the Dade County Historic Courthouse. Organizers say the event is planned to provide clear and honest information about Medicare in a relaxed, no-pressure environment with no sales pitch or obligation. Topics include how to avoid telemarketing scams, enrolling in Medicare at age 65 without penalties, understanding the differences between supplemental and advantage plans, common mistakes to avoid, and how to find reliable Medicare guidance. The session is open to individuals approaching Medicare eligibility, current beneficiaries, caregivers, family members, and anyone wanting a better understanding of Medicare options. The Braves picking up another win Tuesday afternoon over the Miami Marlins, 8-4 the final there. The Braves improving to 33-16 on the season, a very strong start in the National League. We're going to continue against Miami, games 3 and 4 coming up. The first of those is this evening, 5:25 airtime tonight here on 101.3, 104.3, 106.1 FM, and AM 1420 Classic Hits KWIN for 30 years, your home for Atlanta Braves baseball. Stay up to date anytime at discoverdade.com and throughout the day here on the home of the Braves, the Georgia Bulldogs, and NASCAR, Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.